There is nothing we can do now. They are resting. Ma strokes Chong's arm, trying to soothe her pain. But no one could save her from the pain. She cries and howls. She reached her hands into her shirt to massage her chest, as if trying to exorcise the pain from her heart. Standing beside Ma, I watch the girls being buried near their house. I cannot see their bodies, but earlier two villagers had brought out two small bundles wrapped in old black clothes. The bundles looked so small that it is hard to imagine they were once the girls I knew. I wonder if the Angkar cares that they are dead. I remember when we first arrived at Roh Leap, the chief told us the Angkar would take care of us and would provide us with everything we need. I guess the Angkar doesn't understand that we need to eat. I turn to look at Gek, who is sitting under a tree with Chu, away from the burial procession. She is so small and weak. The lack of food has made her lose so much of her beautiful hair, and it is now little more than wispy patches on her head. As if sensing my stare, she turns her head toward me and waves. "My poor little sister," I cry silently. "When will it be your turn to be bundled up like them?" Gek waves at me again and even attempts a smile, baring her teeth. A wave of heaviness descends upon me. By smiling, she only manages to stretch her skin back even more, and I can see what she will look like when she is dead, and her skin dries over her bones. Chong sobs loudly as the villagers put the girls in a little hole. When she sees the villagers cover her girls with dirt, she runs over to the grave and attempts to climb in. Tears, phlegm, and drool from her eyes, nose, and mouth drip all over her shirt. "No," she cries. "I'm all alone. I'm all alone." Two male villagers pull her out of the grave and hold her back until the last shovel of dirt is piled on top of Bo and Sarai. When the job is done, the villagers walk away to the next hut to dig the next grave.
"This one will be easier,"
a man says as he shakes his head.
"No survivors in the family."
After the deaths of her children, Chong has now gone crazy. Sometimes I see her walking around still talking to her kids, as if they are there with her. Other times her eyes clear up and she realizes they are dead and screams, beating her fists on her chest. A few days later, Chong comes to our house with great news for Ma.